ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific leaders have issued a new demand for global action on climate change after meeting with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Fiji yesterday. They've declared climate change is a global catastrophe which requires transformative action. But Australia did not sign up to the statement because of the federal election here this weekend. And there are clearly still tensions between Canberra and the Pacific on climate policy. Stephen Jedgetts joins us now on the line from Suva. Stephen, we've been previewing this meeting here on Pacific Beat. Did Antonio Guterres live up to expectations? What did he say at this meeting, and what's in this statement issued by Pacific leaders?
Yes, Catherine. Antonio Guterres has made a very strong statement here in Fiji. In the meeting with Pacific leaders, he said that the world needed radical action and radical action now in order to tackle climate change. He made some fairly sweeping demands of the large polluters. In particular, he said that the world had an obligation to put a tax on carbon everywhere, to take taxes away from people and put it onto pollution. An obligation, he said, also to phase out coal-fired power and do it quickly by 2020. So that means not only a stop on building new coal-fired power stations, but a phase out eventually of existing ones. And he said more broadly, of course, there just needed to be a much deeper collective ambition from the globe to make commitments to curb climate change, to cut emissions. That had to be done, he said, as part of the Paris Agreement. That means that he does want to see nations take further commitments to make further reductions to carbon pollution by 2020. Now, Antonio Guterres was careful to say that he was coming to the Pacific not as a charity case, but simply because it was at the front lines of climate change. And he said it was in the interests of the entire globe and not just the Pacific to take action immediately. Let's take a listen to him speaking yesterday.
As we look ahead, your voices will remain crucial in global negotiations. Your experiences underscore the urgency of the threat, and the Pacific has a unique moral authority to speak out. It is time for the world to listen.
It's Antonio Guterres there speaking in Fiji. Stephen, we've heard obviously there are tensions between Canberra and the Pacific on climate policy. So was there any direct criticism of Australia yesterday?
Not in the meeting, Catherine. I'm told that during the meeting there were no overt references to Australia. The language is kept carefully broad, if you like, to talk about major polluters, developed countries, et cetera. So everyone's stuck by the diplomatic routine of using euphemisms. But when I spoke to Pacific officials and leaders afterwards, they said it was pretty clear, at least when you look at the countries who are actually sitting in the room, who the criticisms were directed at. It's, of course, no secret that Pacific leaders would like to see Australia take steeper action on climate change, do more to curb emissions. They're certainly not singling out Australia alone. They say that major emitters like the US and China also have to get on board. But, you know, the US and China aren't part of the Pacific Islands Forum, so it's not surprising that Australia does come in for quite a bit of criticism. And, of course, yesterday we saw a Pacific leader who's quite often been outspoken on this issue, Samoa's Prime Minister Tuilaepasalele, make a pretty cheeky intervention in the Australian election campaign, effectively saying in the press conference after the meeting that he had his fingers crossed that the coalition would lose the upcoming election due to its climate policies. Not an intervention, you have to say, which pleased Australian officials.
And of course, Stephen, as you say, we do have the election happening this Saturday. So what do Pacific leaders want to see from the next government here?
Well, the call is basically universal, Catherine. Pacific leaders want to see the next Australian government, whether it's a Labor one or a coalition, take much stronger action to curb emissions. They want to see specific commitments and targets introduced not just for the medium term, but for the short term as well. And they would like to see whoever wins the election actually make a commitment to make further cuts by 2020. So not just the 2030 target, but the 2021 as well. Now, I spoke yesterday to the Secretary of the Pacific Islands Forum, Dame Meg Taylor. Let's take a listen to her message to Australia.
Is it going to follow what New Zealand did? And they may well argue that, well, this is going to be impossible, but being very open about it with the Pacific as to what their position is. Australia, and I should say, in terms of the climate finance and the work that, that many of our countries do, has been very supportive, and also making sure that there is finance to help. But it's going to take more than that in the long term, and I think we all know that.